Good morning. The main push of precipitation from this latest storm made it through most of interior New York and New England during the afternoon and evening hours yesterday. Overnight, closer to the Canadian border in the Mohawk Valley and western Catskills, things tended to dry out. However, a wave of low pressure riding along the front from the nation's capital to a position just south of Cape Cod is keeping precipitation going closer to the coast, mainly in the form of a cold rain. However, the northern fringe of the precipitation in parts of the eastern Catskills, the Taconics, the Rensselaer Hills, southern Vermont, and the Berkshires, including Litchfield County in Connecticut, seeing some wet snow mixing in with the rain, and in these locations, we could have a coating up to an inch of wet snow during the morning hours. Otherwise, as this wave of low pressure departs, precipitation will continue to wind down. Still a lot of clouds around today, and still some spotty rain showers from time to time. Otherwise, high temperatures will reach into the lower and middle 40s on average, 30s though, in the northern parts of New York and New England. Tonight's skies will remain mostly cloudy, with an overall dampness remaining in place, cooler though, with temperatures back into the mid-20s. A little disturbance passing through tomorrow will wring out any leftover moisture in the form of scattered snow showers. These snow showers could coat the ground across the higher terrain in spots. Otherwise, skies will be mostly cloudy, and it'll be breezy and very cold for this time of year, with highs only reaching into the lower 30s. High pressure building in, though, will clear the skies out on Saturday night and lead to plenty of sunshine for the second half of the weekend on Sunday. It'll still be cool, though, with highs on Sunday still about 10 degrees below normal and only near 40 degrees. On Monday, another disturbance will move through, bringing us some snow showers in the morning and rain showers in the afternoon, mid-40s for highs. Sunshine will give way to increasing clouds with another weak disturbance approaching on Tuesday, a chance of snow or rain by the end of the day in the lower 40s. We'll have some sun on Wednesday, still in the mid-40s, and increasing clouds Thursday with highs staying in the 45 to 50 degree range. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, a strong cold front will continue to track off the East Coast, dropping temperatures another 15 to 30 degrees into the weekend. Freeze warnings have been issued for parts of the South, including the Tennessee Valley, where the growing season has already begun. Some lingering showers will also be possible behind the front, and snow showers are possible across parts of the Great Lakes. Tonight, heavy rain with embedded thunderstorms are expected for the Gulf Coast and Florida. And a high wind watch is in effect for parts of Montana along the Rocky Mountain front. Over the next 24 to 36 hours, the winds at times will occasionally gust to 60 miles per hour, with parts of the higher terrain gusting to 75 miles per hour. The last worldwide report of a tornado, funnel cloud, or waterspout from an airport was at Tinker Air Force Base in Oklahoma at 7:51 p.m. Eastern Time on Wednesday. The last report of hail was at La Paz, Bolivia, at 10 p.m. Eastern Time yesterday. At Mount Washington this morning, 4 miles visibility in cloudy skies, 16 degrees with a northwest wind at 38 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, partly cloudy and 36 below zero. In Albany on the hour, light rain and 36 degrees, the dew point 32. 86% relative humidity, a northwest wind at 5 miles per hour, and the barometer at 29.76 inches, and it is currently rising. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states' temperature extremes ran from a high of 101 degrees at Death Valley, California, to a low of 4 at Lake George, Colorado. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City cloudy with showers in the lower 40s, Boston cloudy with showers in the lower 40s, and in Buffalo snow showers with highs in the lower 30s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday 43 degrees, the low 36, the average temperature 40, that's 1 degree above normal. 78 hundredths of an inch of rain yesterday, just a trace of snow. 73.8 inches of snow for the season, which is 18.1 inches above average. There were 25 heating degree days in Albany yesterday. For the month now, 930. And for the season, 6,060. The average high temperature in Albany today, 49 degrees. The average low, 30. The record high, 78, set in 1998. And the record low, 11, in 1975. Sunrise this morning was at 6:47 a.m., sunset this evening 7:15 p.m., 12 hours and 28 minutes of daylight, an increase of 3 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Mostly cloudy with scattered rain and snow showers today, highs in the mid to upper 30s. Mostly cloudy with a few snow showers tonight and lows in the teens to around 20. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, a steady rain this morning giving way to a few showers this afternoon, otherwise cloudy with highs in the mid 40s. Mostly cloudy with a few snow or rain showers tonight and lows in the mid 20s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, mostly cloudy with a few rain and snow showers today and highs in the lower 40s. Mostly cloudy with a few snow showers tonight and lows around 20. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, cloudy with scattered showers today and highs in the lower to mid 40s. Mostly cloudy with a few rain and snow showers tonight with lows back into the middle and upper 20s. For the Greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont, and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Cloudy with scattered rain and snow showers today and highs in the lower 40s. Mostly cloudy with a few showers tonight and lows in the middle 20s. Region-wide for tomorrow, blustery and cold, mostly cloudy with scattered snow showers, lower 30s, sunny but cool on Sunday, near 40. Mostly cloudy with snow showers and some rain showers Monday in the mid-40s. Sunshine giving way to clouds Tuesday with a chance of snow or rain by the end of the day, lower 40s. Increasing sun on Wednesday, mid-40s, and increasing clouds on Thursday with some late-day rain and highs in the middle to upper 40s. Have a great weekend. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.